You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
The Battle of the Bulges. And here are some of the latest mechanized units on maneuvers, or rather, womaneuvers.
This is tech in real life.
I'm here with Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Lizzie, how are you?
I'm all right. We're here in a park in New York. It's very nice out.
It's beautiful. Let me just throw out a couple names at you and see what this makes you think of. Kathy Smith's Air Bench and Power Step Workout, or Denise Austin Tone Up 123, Slide Reebok, the Lifeline Gym,
yay,
the Shake Weight.
Oh, I know the Shake Weight, but yeah, I don't know what half of those things are.
Okay, they're all workout machines and systems from the last decade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was a Bowflex guy myself. I don't look like the Bowflex guy, but I have dabbled.
But that fits into what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Tell us what we're doing.
We're going to take a look at how tech is going to actually maybe help us get a little more fit.
All right. So there is a boom in fitness apps going on right now.
Yes.
Explain to me what's going on.
It's easier to make apps than it has been in the past, but also there's all this data and data tracking that's happening. There's the quantified self, the idea that you can basically track everything you do and use that data to make you fitter, better, happier, stronger, et cetera, et cetera.
Does it work?
Well, it sort of depends. Wearables are something that the tech industry is really excited about. You've got your Fitbit, your Nike Fuel Band.
Those are the things
Jawbone.
That track my steps.
Yep, they track your steps. They might even track your sleep. They track your heart rate. They track all these different things. And they seem to work if you're consistent with them. And they actually give you access to these huge amounts of data that we haven't really had before as regular folks, right? And so the idea is that you can use that data to actually make yourself a better person, of course. The problem with wearables is that these are separate devices. You have to charge them. You have to buy them. Sometimes they only work with the iPhone. Sometimes they only work with Android. And they have, you know, these issues where you might buy one and for 2 weeks you might use it and then it might collect dust for a couple weeks.
So this is a little bit like a digital gym membership. It's only as good as your willpower.
Exactly. And I think that it's probably fair to say that apps are similar. I think maybe what we should do is play with this app that we've both downloaded. It's called the 100 Push-Up app.
Let's try out today's program.
Today's program. Okay. It's week one, day one.
Week one. Okay. How many push-ups are we trying?
Well, this looks like we're trying a bunch of different sets. So it looks like about 12. Are we ready? Are you ready to try and do this? I haven't done a push-up in a while. What do you think?
I do yoga, but, you know, push-ups are not my forte. I got my Marketplace water bottle.
That might be of use for both of us.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do some push-ups.
All right. I'm going to hit start. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. We're done.
Okay.
We're done. Two push-ups. Okay.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right.
Not
bad. All right. We're resting.
You're resting. We only have 9 more to go. 5, 4.
3, 2, 1.
Good
form,
Ben.
1, 2.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Done. 1. Two.
Ooh,
okay.
Ready?
Good form.
Go.
Good form. One. Oh,
okay.
Two.
One.
Oh, this is
bad.
Three. Two. One more. Four. Three.
Okay. Okay. I don't think my form was very good.
We're done.
We're done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, high five.
Oh, high fives.
High five.
High fives for sure.
Whew.
Okay.
All right.
Now we have the option to update Facebook or we could update Twitter.
I don't want Facebook to know that.
I know.
I don't either.
This
tired.
I don't either. Next time we do this, can we do this, like,
maybe on a day that's not 85 degrees?
Yeah, it's warm. It's a warm September. It's a warm September, and there's reason to believe.
Maybe
this year.
Don't sing.
Okay.
Would you like the app to remind you to do this again tomorrow?
Would I like it to? I think it would be good if it did.
Do you need the app to remind you to do this again tomorrow?
Ooh. If I'm going to do push-ups in this way, I think I probably do.
With all of this data out there about running or heartbeats, a lot of it very intimate, some of it healthcare related, how does all of this stay private, and should I be worried about that as a user?
I'm not sure you should be worried about it, but you should be engaged with it. You should know what apps you've opted into. You should know what your settings are. You should go into your settings section of your phone and look at the settings for individual apps. You should
so look. I know what goes up into the cloud or whatever.
Yep, and okay. what goes up and what comes down and what's sort of being used and what's being collected on you and where that stuff is going. And you should at least be engaged as a user with your own understanding of what that is.
Why does a big company like Apple get to decide essentially what apps are out there, what kind of stuff I can and can't track?
Apple is different than Android, right? Apple makes more stringent rules in terms of the apps that are allowed on something like their health tracking platform, something like their App Store. Android, you know, there's less rules when it comes to Android applications. But at the end of the day, it's about money, right? Apple wants its devices, its software to be effective. It wants its users to keep using that software. And so it wants some control. Android, maybe less so. But once again, how your application deals with your data is something that the application builder really wants control over because it has an impact on how often you use the app.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all better, faster, stronger.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Thank you.
All right, same time tomorrow. 20 push-ups. What do you think?
I guess so. I know I got to be right, man, because I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya. Working harder, making better. I need you right now. I need you right now. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary, I'm the boss tonight. And you don't give a what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie, take six. Get some of our tech in your life. Download the Marketplace app on Google Play or in the iTunes Store. And there's more Marketplace Weekend just ahead.